Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
It's me again. Coming to speak to your people what you've given to me. Hide me. We all may hear from you clearly. Remove any distractions, any issues, and even any illnesses that might hinder our hearing and our praise. In the only name that matters, the carpenter that died on Calvary's name, we do pray. And the people of God said, Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book, which is a strange book to preach on Happy Feeling Sunday. Even stranger, while we're celebrating First Lady's birthday, Book of Lamentations. I'm going to read chapter 3, Lamentations 3, verse 20 through 23. Lamentations 3, verse 20 through 23. When you have it, please stand and say amen. Amen. All around the room. Lamentations 3, verses 20 through 23. Great worship. Well, voices of victory this morning. Y'all have it? Amen. Verse 20, my soul had them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I want to talk from this thought today. He did it again. He just look at your neighbor and say, he did it again. He did it. He did it again. He did it again. He did it. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. Look at the other neighbor. You looked at the wrong one and tell him he did it again. He did it. Just find somebody else with the same spirit that you got this morning. I don't know if they on your roll in your area, but just for a second and tell them he did it again. He did it again. He did it again. Look at him. He did it. He did it. He did it. He didn't do it. He did it again. He didn't just do it. He did that thing again. I'm sorry. Look at your own self in the spirit. Touch yourself in the chest. Remind yourself, he did it. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again.
Yes, he did.
He did it.
Yes, he did. Thank God.
Scripturally, one of the best examples of what life is found in Job 1. It's found in Job 1 because there's a meeting in heaven. We don't know what happened. We don't know why the meeting was convened. All we know is that there are two people at the meeting. And Satan shows up at the meeting. He affirms he's been employed, doing what he does, going to and fro. God puts Job on Satan's radar. Says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Watch this, y'all. It wasn't that Satan knew who Job was. That's not the shout. It's that Satan knew the boundaries that he could get to when he get to trying to mess with Job. He says, "I tried him, but you got a hedge around him. Not only do I know him, I know his condition. And some of us are not excited enough to make it to the halfway point of the year because you don't understand that some of the attacks that you've lived through, you don't even understand the stuff that he tried to throw your way, but there was a hedge around you. See, some of us are shouting about stuff we made it through, but some of us should be shouting because of some stuff that tried to make it and he didn't even let it succeed. Disappointment tried it. Depression tried it. Discouragement tried it. Stress tried it. Loneliness tried it. Medical emergencies tried it. Your friend circle changes. They tried it. Financial issues. They tried it. The devil himself tried it. But sometimes my celebration is not the fact that I came out unscarred, because I got some scars. My celebration is not that they raised my hand at the end of the tournament, because they didn't always. My shout is not that I got the job, because some of the interviews I went on, they never even called me back. My shout is not that I got more money than I can count, because I got plans for the little bit I got. My shout is not because everybody around me I can trust. My shout is not because I got good rest last night. It's not because everything is all right. I sometimes just thank God for the fact that he woke me up this morning. For whatever I'm facing today, God, thank you for touching me and waking me up. Did my money change overnight? No, but God, thank you. Watch this, because me being appreciative gives me a new perspective on all that I'm dealing with. And not because of my strength, but just because he loves me. Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't give up. I said he didn't accept my resignation. I didn't say I wasn't sick of church, folks. I'm saying there was still a calling on my... I'm not saying that this church is perfect. I'm saying I know he gave it to me. So God gives us a sign of hope. Lamentations is an entire book of lamenting. If you want to be sad, go to Lamentations 1. If you're looking for an exciting time, you turn on your playlist, Luther shouldn't be at the top. Because that's some depression that can find you. Right when you sit, not the music, but you listen to the lyrics, it's a little. Till you come back to me, that's all. I ain't making it up. He said it himself. See. But as a believer, Jeremiah knew something I need us to catch a hold to. There's only so much lamenting before I got to get up and start thinking about. But he is good. Watch this. Jeremiah said, I know what you're talking about, but you do know I was sitting here complaining about my right now, but this I recall to my mind. Come in. Because when what's on the outside cannot encourage you, you better have some on the inside. Ooh. Y'all let them people tell you if you talk to yourself, you crazy. You not crazy. If you don't talk to yourself every now and then, you might go crazy. Because faith comes, y'all don't want to talk to me. Faith comes by hearing. And sometimes I hear because I told my doggone self. Ain't nothing on the outside around me changed. All that changed was how I looked at it myself. Yeah, I ain't looking for you to say he looked good. That's all right. I looked at myself in the mirror and said, that boy, that cleans up. So I told myself, it's gonna be a good day. And anything that gets in the middle of what I said, from me seeing what I said, it needs to be stomped out. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. I started telling myself this, and then hope for the future showed up. Let me say it again. I told myself. What you tell yourself?
I love
that. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. Because his compassion fail not. I'm in captivity, but I'm not consumed. Some of us in my introduction need to be delivered from over exaggerated expectations to praise God. You better learn to thank him for the little stuff.
If I can't thank you for where I am, I thank you that I am. I'm trying to
find some new vocabulary to give you, but until I can get you some new stuff, can y'all walk with me with this transferable skills? Because if you will thank me in captivity, I don't even know how crazy you gonna act if I get you out. I'm gonna learn to thank you while everything is not all right. So you'll know how I'm going to act. With
he did it again.
What do you wake up in the morning and say? He did it again.
He did it again.
Y'all, okay, I got to get out of here, y'all. Three things. I promise y'all, I'm going to get out of your way. The first thing we see in this text, y'all ready for this? Is that mercy sustains. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Watch this, y'all. He doesn't say it's because of the Lord's goodness that we are not consumed. He says it's because of his mercy. And you have to understand that he says mercy, not goodness, because his goodness is what keeps him around. But his mercy is what holds him back. What is mercy? Mercy is passion or forgiveness shown towards someone who is within one's power to punish or harm. It means he could have got me and been justified in the getting of me. But it's because of his mercy that we are not consumed. See, some of us cannot appreciate God's mercy because you've self-justified. And you will never appreciate how good God is until you realize how much he's held back when he should have got you. You ever just had God give you a pass? See, you ever knew you were dead wrong and God still kept waking away out of nowhere? It is confusing. I tell people, if you want to know, how do I know they really love me? I say, can everything they've done be justified? Because if everything they've done for you can be justified, can be explained, that ain't love. But do they do for you when it don't even benefit them? Do they keep on cooking when you ain't even said thank you for the last meal? Because mercy will let blessings flow when it seems like punishment is on hold. Mercy will confuse the enemy because he knew he should have been able to get you for that. And God said, no, no. Come on back here. Sit down. We ain't gonna do that today. See, it's like a parent having a child that does something they're not supposed to do and turn around and see the parent standing in the door and the child just starts crying because they know the punishment is coming. And the parent just turns around and walks out the room. Have you ever understood that everything you did, God was standing in the door looking? And sometimes he didn't even let you get what you deserve. Yeah. I'm not here because I'm all right. I'm here because he didn't get me when he could have. No.
No matter what I'm battling, I'm shouting because it's the hedge. God could have got me. Watch this, y'all. His mercy didn't run out when our strength did. God will let you deal with stuff that would have taken you out, but keep you in the middle of it. Because see, you thought because you got, that you thought that he did what he was doing and could have done to you. But what you didn't understand was the little bit that he let get to you. Let me say it like my mama used to say, the whooping you deserve, you can't handle. Because some people see you taking the hits. They think that the mercies have been removed. But they don't know that it's a portion of what you should have got. I like principles. I like principles. I'm going to get y'all ready for a free principle. This I call the umbrella principle. Call this the umbrella principle. It's when you're in your car and you stick the umbrella out the window, pop it up. You walk, close your door, get to where you're going, pull the umbrella down, shake it, and put it somewhere. And people see water on you, but they don't understand that what you got on you ain't as bad as it would have been if you hadn't have been covered. You think the little licks I got was bad? Do you understand how I should have showed up? Okay, let me tell you what the world says it like this. You don't look like what you've been through. You right, baby, because I was covered the whole time. Okay, I'm sorry. Just look at your neighbor and say, he kept me. So first thing, we have that mercy sustain. Second thing, we have morning's fresh start. It's because of his mercies that we are not consumed, because his passions fail not. They are new every morning. God don't recycle old blessings. His mercy is new every morning. When they give you an oil change in your car, the first thing they taught me is that you have to drain the oil and then fix the plug and then put new oil. Because you needed an oil change. Y'all watch this. Didn't mean you was out of oil. It just meant it couldn't keep carrying you where you were supposed to go. So what I cannot do is put new oil in an old pan. So when I woke up this morning, I didn't have old oil in me. I woke up to some new. Every morning. So I'm not waiting to shout to get to the victory. I'm waiting to shout because I got to the morning. I got some stuff that's waiting on me in the morning. See, don't bring yesterday's trouble into today's mercy. Instead of taking yesterday's problem, take yesterday's praise. Because I'm going to start thanking him because I remember what he's done for me. He did nothing new, just what he's done for me. I'm not thanking him but what I need him to do, because I can't thank him on anything that I need him to do besides his track record of what he's already done. Can't spend too much time looking forward because there's too many unknowns forward. But when I look back, I can recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope of his mercy that I'm not consumed. Because this is not my first time hanging out with him. Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. You don't get that in elementary school. Oh, no. As my grandmother would say, you get that after you walked with him a while. That I consider that what I'm going through right now ain't got nothing on what he's going to do. God operates a bed and breakfast in your spirit. He operates bread and breakfast in your spirit. And the problem is that he doesn't limit what you bring in. But he gives you a plan on what you should take out. You can bring anything you want to into the room. But he tells you what you should take out of the room. Because there's some things that should meet you when you get ready to leave the room. Come here, David. Weeping may endure for the night. But joy should meet you in. I ain't waking up crying no more. I'm waking up shouting because every morning I get up, I got a reason to tell God thank you. I don't have a God that I left in yesterday. He might have been grandma's God, but he met me. And today. That's why certain stuff, I don't know how y'all just sit there and look at people when they say certain stuff. Because it bothers me. You know how you go in somebody else's house and their kids be bad and you just want to grab them, but it ain't your kid or your house, or you just look at them. That's how I come to church sometimes and just look at you like, you just going to sit there like he ain't done nothing for you. Hadn't made a way for you. Hadn't opened a door for you. Hadn't healed your body. Made your moments roll on a little while long. Do you understand who he is and who he's been to you? I didn't say he made everything perfect, but if you woke up this morning, something met you when you woke up. I would sit still, but I think about the goodness of. Nothing on the outside of me. I'm just shouting because I made it. I didn't make it on my feet. I didn't make it on bended knees. I just barely made it. I'm just here. You all right with everything that's went on? No. You might call me a little crazy. It's all right, but I'm still here. Every morning, new verses. It's an amazing thing. Every morning he just keeps pouring out new. Over and over again. Woo. He didn't run out with my mama. He didn't run out with my grandmama. He met me for another pour. Oh man, it's bad, but it's the best I got. You know they don't cut you off until you're full. My God, say.
Come on, make it plain. Listen. Make it plain. Listen.
Because a good waiter, every time they see your cup go down.
There you go.
You ever been at a restaurant where the waiter was so good you ain't feel him coming? And you had put your tea right where you wanted your tea? And by the time you looked, they was already mid? That's how God do. He just come around and just be. When they counted you out, he still. When they told the truth on you, they said they wasn't going to tell nobody. He was still. When they scandalized your name, was still texting your number. He still. When they gave you a pink slip instead of a promotion, they still. David says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging. That's just another poor. You've been unemployed, but you ain't missed a meal. He says, you might have got evicted, but he gave you another application fee. You just keep on. And you thought they was talking about you to scandalize your name, but they was telling you on the other side. They just writing your story. Because one day you're going to be saying, I remember, I recall to myself. What looked final yesterday becomes fuel for today's praise. Because it's new every morning. It didn't take me out. Because it kept. I'm out of here, y'all. First thing, he said mercy sustains. Second thing, he said mornings start fresh. Last thing is faithfulness secures. Great is. Thy faithfulness. Yeah, I can't teach this. This is an experienced model. if I was trying to write a book on faithfulness, I would do 499 pages blank. And on page 500, I would say that faithfulness cannot be described; it must be experienced. Because faithfulness stops me from saying he's good. Faithfulness says he's consistent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not just because he doesn't change. I celebrate that my place with him hasn't changed. Great is thou faithfulness. He's been faithful even when you failed. He's been loyal when you've been disloyal. Stuff changes, but he's been there every step of the way. Y'all, I really wish I could come back and grab y'all, but I'm like 10 steps ahead and been holding myself most of this sermon. Because you don't understand that what Jeremiah says is really on both ends of the spectrum. He says, I started off talking about his mercies. Holding back from me what I should have got. It's one end of the spectrum. Because he didn't punish me when I was supposed to get punished. He held back. But mercies, y'all have missed it. Mercies mean I didn't get what I deserved. But mercies don't give you nothing. The presence of mercy means I didn't get what I deserve. Faithfulness says I got stuff because he's been consistent. Because of his mercies, we are not consumed. Great, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Because no matter what's going on, I celebrate because he's been faithful. January, he was faithful. February, he's been faithful. March, he's been faithful. April, he's been faithful. May, he's been faithful. June, woo, it got hot, but he still was faithful. July, August, September, October, November, and December. Do you understand that if he did it in the first half, will you take the brakes off of him for what he can do on the second? Some of us are going to leave with testimonies that you didn't even know you needed. Some of you are going to leave with shouts you didn't bring in the 25. Some of you are going to leave with scars you didn't bring in the 25. Two or three of us are going to leave with some money you didn't have in 25. But there's some of us that can say, you've been faithful to me through some stuff I thought I would never go through. You've been faithful to me through some stuff I thought I would never seem to have to face. Let me just talk to myself. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. It was a story, I'm done. Story of a little boy. He wakes up on Christmas morning, goes downstairs, looks under the tree, gets excited, opens up the stuff, plays with it throughout the year. December, the next year, he writes a list. Patrick puts it in his Bible, closes the Bible. And he's excited all December. Daddy, what are you excited for? He said, because I gave him my list. He said, well, why are you excited? He said, well, I gave it to somebody I knew could do something with my list. Daddy goes out, gets the gifts, comes, put them up under the tree. Little boy comes downstairs, and he's jumping around the tree. Daddy say, what's wrong with you? He looks at him and says, he knew what I needed. Daddy, he did it again. Come here real quick. I don't know what you're looking for God to do, but what you need to do is get you an again praise. I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know what you're expecting. But I came to tell three people, and I will be number four, that when you start thanking him and start thanking him for what he's already done, he doesn't have to wonder how you're going to act when he does it this time. Show him you know how to act before he even do it. So when he gets ready to do it, you can say, you've been faithful to me. You've been better to me than I've been to my doggone self. You've opened doors for me. And watch this, y'all. The shout of the text is, this is all in Jeremiah's head. This didn't need nobody else's agreement. He didn't need nobody else to co-sign. He said to his doggone self, you've been better to me than I done been to myself. You done brought me through everything that I faced. God, I want to thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you for a new year. I thank you for a half of a year. I thank you for bringing me out of stuff that I can free people in 12 minutes that it took me 12 years to go through. God, I thank you that whatever it is, you got my muscle memory. I can still shout on half.
I'm sorry.
You've been faithful. You've been good. You've been consistent. And God, I just want to thank you for being God all by yourself. Yeah, I don't need you to do nothing new. I just start thinking about who he is. And Bishop, it just gets good to me in the middle of me thinking about who he is. I say the one that stepped out on nothing and made everything. The one that used words to make words stuff start to exist before words had a meaning. You are God all by yourself. Well, you look beside you and that wasn't even nobody for you to compare yourself to. You've been just that good. When I was messed up, you were still good. When I was talked about, you were still good. When they was wondering how this thing was going to end, you were still that good. You better look at your neighbor like you expecting him to do something and say, he did it again. You've been faithful. You've been good. You've been kind. You've been, God, whatever it is I need you to be, do it again. 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 I don't need you to acquire the skill. I just need you to do it again. And you did it for my mama. You did it for my daddy. Do it again. I need two or three survivors in the room that you should have been taken out by now. And you still here. You made it to July the 4th or whatever this day is. You made it to July. And the fact you still here is enough to thank God for. Now, I need three people that'll shout with me that'll just say, God, until you do it, I'm going to show you how I'm going to act when I get it. You ain't did it yet, but I'm going to act like I got it until I get it, so you'll know how I'm going to act when it shows up. I don't know how you're going to do it, but God, I thank you right now. I need three people that'll shout for a moment, but you shout not about nothing new. You're going to shout because you left something in June. I don't need you shouting because he's going to do something new. I need three people that shout because I ain't taking that into July. I'm not taking that into August. It won't meet me in September. I'm giving a benediction to that and some stuff. He going to do it again. This my second to last one. I just need two or three people that's saying, put me in, coach. I done watched everybody else get theirs. It's time for me to get mine. And for this shout, I'm shouting because it's my time to be in. It's my time to see the blessing. It's my time to experience breakthrough. It's my time. Thank you.
he loved me and he cared. He will never put more.
Second to last one. This is my last one. It's my last one. Because I like to be in the text. The Bible says, because his compassions I'm not consumed. So he said, I'm shouting about what ain't even happened to me. This last one is for two or three of us that got enough mental capacity to thank God for what wasn't. This is for my it could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes, left all alone without a friend or just another number with a tragic end. But this is my shout. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. By your power, you keep on. This is the last one, and I want to say thank you,
thank you
for all you've done. You've done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
So, what, Pastor? You said a lot of words. What did that mean? This is my "it could have been me" shout. I got phone calls about people asking for prayer, but it wasn't me asking. God, it could have been. God, I thank you for what I avoided that came in my direction that I thought I was praying for. I thank you for the stuff that you let pass by me, but I saw it, but it wasn't me. So what are you shouting about? It could have been me. So I need two or three people that can just thank him that it could have been. It could have. Thank you for what he didn't see fit to let.
But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, it keeps on keeping me. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again.
Got a hand clap all around this building. Give God a hand clap of praise. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered.
That's why
I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why
I trusted.
That's why
I trusted.
And he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered.
Dear God, my Savior, the one.
The altar is open.
Who will never fail.
If you need prayer, if you want prayer, if you want us to stand and agree with you, this is our time for altar prayer. Come now.
I trust in God.
If you're looking for him to do something, if you want to give him some stuff, this is...
Who will...
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.